Ready for the show?
I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Yes, my friends, welcome to ET First Contact Radio, the show that brings you the latest galactic news every Sunday, Monday and Thursday. And Sunday and Monday it's on findingvoicesradio.com and every Thursday it's on bbsradio.com. So welcome to the show, and my guest today is really a very amazing guest. His name is Jose Bozan, and I will just read a short introduction about Jose. Jose was born in New York City and growing up in Queens. It was the form of life for him until high school. His parents moved to Nassau City, where life was good. And Jose graduated high school and decided firmly what to do in life. He attended college while working. After several years, he moved to further east into Suffolk County, Long Island. He got married and started a family, where life, work and changes kept evolving. He had a city job since high school. Eventually, he moved on from there to work for a wireless phone company. 8 years later, he felt changes were happening. He went into real estate, and then he began to build a better skill for himself, the market began collapsing. It was when he wanted to do nothing else. He was predicted by others in real estate. His mind was too occupied to keep watch. The fall was laying heavy in his heart. He fell dormant and did nothing in a sense to move on. Something else was evolving in its own. To discover what it was, he had to look deep inside himself to find out. One night during meditation, this inward, a powerful, all-knowing source known as God moved forward into him to acknowledge the self as the I Am Being One. His conscious reality went through a struggle to transform the shift of this new truth within. Writing began to the journey into self and to the unknown, coming to know God as the I Am and myself. So Jose, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Martin. It's good to be with you, to be here with you, and it's always a pleasure. I feel always connected. You know, I feel when we connect, I feel we connect the entire universe at the same time.
We do. We have a very, very strong connection. And I think it's the third or fourth time that you are on the show. And it's always a pleasure. And there's always new information coming out. And yesterday we spoke shortly because I had to do another show on this station. But you spoke about your latest findings and channelings that you received.
So yes.
So maybe you want to inform the listeners about the latest news that you received.
Yes, what I want to share with you is, and everyone else, that between October 15th is when I started getting the message. From October 15th to the 18th, they said there was going to be this full moon eclipse. Mm-hmm. But up to the 3rd, which we know that there's changes, energetic changes. They told me that this is coming from the star being saying that the lunar light is passing the earth at this time. The new moon, which is shall rise upon the earth, darkening half the planet. Thereafter we shall in wave bands of galactic correlating the earth via illucid rays. This is to complete the cycle of the new equinox Elijah. The coming of the comet Isolos shall shower earth with emanating power, causing electrodes to produce in the ionosphere as the circling of the planet turns westerly, forming a new alignment, gamma quadrants. Life will shorten for those who do not wish to partake ascension activation. We will continue you toward your new existence in the light quads. New alliances will rise, combining new energies that correlate in the cells of your DNA, dismounting old connection pathways, molecules, pathogens, crystallizing helix senses. Many afar and near will feel, look, and behave different. They will seldom know others unlike themselves, disconnecting relationships, friends, acquaintances of the same. Turn to where you feel most accepted of your new nature of being light. Far more will happen in the days of transference. And then this was on October 17th, 5:22. They told me there was a quake that would occur in the next several days, at hearing tremors sensed along the continental geographic geospheres, plate lines, and ocean floors. It is with great caution that we and clarity to take and admonish perception of vision. In this allotment of information, maps, coordinates, phrases, locations will start to come through. And then they go on October 19th and said 9:15 in the evening, says we are all one and the same. Connection to the souls. Totalam ishi lorem di atanu teri, which means gods of the high realms, cosmic consciousness. You must be as one, think as one, forming new connection in the grid lines to distribute alignment point vortices. From here, you can restore and open Stargate's Alpha Centauri. This is where you will recall openings, ascensions, trellises, comports, Galactic Federation maps. It intertwines with Galano force waves of Centauri, Eshno, Ri, Ta, Du, Rva, Ro, which means those of the light torches come forth to return, trine, formless essence into one. It is by this nature you proceed forward on Repi stil nola ro tu ne do, which means to you, I speak of from many who are here, of representative to worlds of multi dimensions. It has come to this period of this time, forming new perception of frequency, congruence to foretell of light masters, Merkaba, Laru, Ino, De, To, which means chariots of the gods, were symbols of light then, to whom saw us enter the world. It was described as moving plates, plate lines shimmering in the sky. Till this day, we are viewed as UFO interference. We wish to re-enter your world in a peaceful, harmonious, loving affection to all whom see us as those portrayed by the outside influence of the dark world, Anarka. Having altered, shunned, mimicked, and brought fear to our landings, they wish we were here to reassign this mission to conserve their full reign over world control in defiance of your true being consciousness awakenings, to deprive you of your galactic recognition of your divine self, truth, permeating in the now form to all who receive an inner glycotic change, cells reforming, neurons regenerating, and repair and restore of your DNA structures, molecules, were shattered, dismembered, broken, torched, cleavered to your words in how this was done. Now it has begun to reinstitute, refault, make claim to its original formation helix structure walls. This realignment is happening fast for you of the divine light, where in its altered state it was nowhere near, removed, changed, reconfigured, mimicked again to dissuade the change as many have had done. It is by no choice of their own that we do this, for the Earth's metamorphosing rapidly in ways unseen, unheard, and felt. We must do this by a certain time before the completion of the final equinox Herod in its totalum field Junro. It is where a great wave of energy produces final turns to Earth's ionosphere and stratosphere, oculating patterns of energy to prepare for the torrent's blaze, a silhouette of new energy passing through universes, galaxies, cometing its way to your planet. This after will turn things into different shapes, sizes to fit decree of lying elevational points, pompousing the realities of Earth's formation. So in reality, we have the Earth is spinning so rapidly that what is coming here is this equinox, which is the final turn for the Earth, and where in it there was an explanation. When I looked it up, it said there was an explanation that there were 3 days of darkness mm-hmm. that ascended upon. Have you heard of the Herod?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. They said that's where Jesus was about to be born, and then suddenly the eclipse came out of nowhere, and then there were 3 days of darkness. You know, removing what was already there energetically, and so now they're saying this is happening here now. Junro is referring to the Jupiter fields. And Jupiter is its energy is preparing for the great waves, the final turns for the Earth, which will begin to, you know, send into the ionosphere, the stratospheres, And so this torrent's blaze is getting come in from the universes, the galaxies. It's just going to be coming in like a, and I'm sure science or the telescopes and satellites are going to start picking some things up. Some type of new energy, something that unseen that is just, you know, encompassing the Earth. And if this as Asimus continues to come in, then in fact those, like they were saying, those who did not wish to partake in this, life will seem a lot shorter.
Sorry for that.
It's okay. And so it's like it is like the cutoff. You know that we cross the field. They cross the field of you where certain people or part of humanity, which is given a choice to grow and learn, of course, in all dimensions. But I guess in here they are ready. They're descending this through from this lunar eclipse that supposedly the rise of Aries astrologically.
Mm-hmm.
But when we start seeing that life will be shorter for those, and others will live longer and moving into a new existence, that it's saying to me, because the messages are coming closer and closer and not even days apart.
Mm-hmm.
And it to me is like, is they bring us further up to speed, because it's we are just, the Earth is spinning so rapidly, and then the confusion and the distraction of what's been happening around the world, prevents us to others, I know many are awakening of the Earth, and then you have many that are just still saying, well, to me it seems like a normal day, or it seems like nothing has changed, but in fact it's where it's taking more energy for others to further awaken.
Yes, but you can see clearly the awakening taking place right now.
Yeah,
amongst many people.
Yeah, that's and I would see that there are a lot of people get to wake up in the proportions of time between the final turns of the shift on this Earth, because if they're doing it this quickly, and if the messages have been coming very closely, I would say I just felt a recent turn just about a couple of days ago from the Earth, and we went from, if you would look at it as a clock, the lower hand is on the 5 and the large hand is on the 12, but now the lower hand is on the 8 and the large hand is on the 12 now, which means that's the position of where the shift is at, and closing between 8 to the 12, the lower hand, is that much left in the completion of the final equinox, and we enter a whole new energetic period, and now I believe that what we're seeing, what we're feeling, is two different things, right? Inside, in the outside world, we're seeing all of these things in commotion, and people are waking up on the inside saying, "Whoa, but I feel different."
Mm-hmm.
I feel energetically.
You say what I think is that this equinox that you are describing in your channel messages, I think they're speaking about the final equinox. It's not a normal equinox we have 4 times a year. This is a special equinox. This is it has to do with disclosure and first contact, I think. What do you think about it? Because I think that the album from Jean-Luc Chargeard was not about the regular equinoxes, the music, but it has to do with the time that you're speaking of, which is now.
Yes, I totally agree. It's the final, this final equinox is showing that this is like an eclipse that's supposed to transfer the final ends, energy waves that are going to complete this turn.
Mm-hmm.
And if If they're saying, Martin, that we are doing a final turns to the Earth, to the ionosphere,
yeah,
and the stratosphere, what does that say to the Earth?
Mm-hmm.
She's going to do something completely different we have never seen before. Like, you're right.
Yeah. Let's play Equinox Part 6 from Jean-Michel Jarre. It's very impressive music, and it's completely correlating with what you're saying. Okay?
Thank you. It's perfect. It's synchronized.
It's synchronizing. Yeah. It's amazing. Listen to it. We'll be right back. Yeah, you say actually it was part 7 of Equinox. With this album that he created in 1978, called Equinox, is exactly expressing what you are describing in your channeled message.
Wow, I'm getting chills as you said that, because it's synchronistic. You're totally right. I totally agree. It's exactly like the universe places everything in our place to validate and give confirmation to what is happening.
Yeah.
And kind of feel that if they're saying that they have to do this completion before a certain time, before the end of this equinox, then we are definitely expecting some major difference that is coming towards Earth.
Yeah. And in the album of Jean-Michel Jarre, you can see a lot of ETs on it also, with binoculars.
You can.
It's an amazing album.
You think was it made for this time, huh?
Martin? Yeah, it was made for this time exactly. And you are the first one that talks openly about the equinox. And it's not, as I said, the four equinoxes that we have in the year. You are talking about a special event that has to do with the Galactic Federation and First Contact.
Yeah, they are definitely working, I would say, energetically. It's not by, you know, the choice of humanity that they have to make these choices. It is the choice of what the universe is intending for the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the Earth that has to complete its metamorphosis before humanity. Even though we don't see it, we don't feel it, we can't hear. We can hear like the tones in the ears, you know. We can feel it in the heart, the expansion happening as the Earth is expanding, as the universe is expanding. It is sensed, but beyond that, there's sounds, there's lights, and there's energies happening that would, if we were to feel it, it would blow us out of the atmosphere in such a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we're only supposed to feel what we're intended to, but beyond those levels, it seems like they cannot wait for the gradualness of humanity to complete, because they're working on one end and then they have the Earth doing a totally different thing, and it's by the energies of the universe that is been bringing it to our this area, this our system, our the system of Earth, and preparation of this for a long period of time.
Yes, and it's a gradual process. This equinox event is it's not a one day event or 1 second event. It's a process that's developing in stages.
Is this like for three? I heard it was the 3 to 6 weeks thus far. Is that?
It's possible. Yeah, it's supposed to be a very special event. And I grew up with the music from Jean-Michel Jarre. When you listen to it, you can feel there's a deeper meaning to it. It's not just music. It has a coded message in it. You see?
Yeah, connection, right? I felt something there, because it was what has been permeating around us and in us. And, you know, I would say this, Martin. I would say maybe the universe put to make this song in the 70s so that we could use it now.
Mm-hmm.
And then say, oh, you know what? You'll definitely connect to it, which is much better for you in the future. And, you know, universe is always leaving us these clues. But the biggest clue every day is realizing that we are definitely changing on the inside, and how even the sun lets us know I've changed too.
Hmm.
You know, the sun is brighter, of course, like we were saying.
Yep.
It's more hot. It's warmer, you know. Like, if today is about, I would say, roughly about 60 degrees, it feels 8 degrees warmer.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I'm still walking around in my my t-shirt sometimes, even in October now. It's just yeah. warm.
Did you hear about a new spring? That this is what they are calling a new spring? Like you have fall and a new spring colliding with each other now.
Yeah, that's. I have the impression that the weather will become more moderate also.
Yeah, I believe so too. I'm starting to see. I still see bees still pollinating.
Mm-hmm.
I still see crickets. I still and I see that they haven't left. They're still here, and here we are in October, and that gives us a sign to follow nature.
Yep. Yeah, the nature is changing. You can see it on all signs around us that there's definitely something special going on, especially this year.
Yes, it really, you know, makes us pay attention to really take a clear view of what's what they're seeing. Well, imagine what they're sensing. Imagine what they're experiencing, and why they feel they probably got the message already. You know, they're way ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
And since they're way ahead of us, they probably know. Oh, don't you know? You as humans, which should know, that this is going to be like a new kind of spring for us. That's why we're still here. Otherwise, we would have years ago. We would have left by now.
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about this equinox event. Are you getting any more information about what the equinox or new spring is, actually?
Well, for me, like, the equinox was a period of ending of very low energies of the Dark Ages. Because what I've read about is and understood is that it was a very harsh period in Israel when this was happening. It was a lot of enslavement, killings, and destruction of the life at that time. And then suddenly when the heard of this Jesus was being born, or they saw a star, and then getting close to where he was about to be born, when the eclipse started showing up. First it was the full moon, then it went into this high eclipse for a long period of time, which meant they were in a dawn of a new period energetically, universally, and it had affected not only the earth but many galaxies and the turning in time. So evolving seemed to be a lot more different, instead of saying, okay, we're going to continue on with the Dark Ages without the influence of light coming in. But now I guess what they're doing is returning us back to that, because that energy, that totalum, which is a completion, and to me it seems like it's like connecting all the universes, all the galaxies, to make this final turn, and knowing that they've been, you know, applying what the universe of light wants to create within us, which is ascension and consciousness, the new forms of our bodies, the becoming of, you know, the light beings. But thereafter, if it's like they're saying, we don't stop right there. We're going to enter in these new waves that, you know, the energy that are going to just be, you know, sensed on our planet.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's just these patterns of energy, then we're supposed to get, you know, again, get this new energy that's supposed to be like a torrent blaze. A torrent blaze is, if you look at it, it's like as if you had a solar flare hitting the planet, boom, energetically. But this is much bigger. This is coming in from multi-universe. You're talking like a silhouette being like a wave pattern, you know, passing through and then just, you know, cometing right to our planet. It's not here for the destruction. I'd say it's here for the Earth's inward change on the outside, deeply in it, right into the core, and so it can get back to where it used to be. And it, to me, it seemed like you know, like you're preparing a science experiment, you know, and you add all the ingredients to it, and suddenly, poof, you have something new.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's how it works.
So I would say that you know, the transformation has been in such phases for us as humans, because we're just you know, visitors here. But I believe that the Federal Galactic made it so that, okay, we know we have to be concerned by the humans here on Earth, but also we still have to work on the Earth itself. And so they mastered this thing for such a great period of time, and I believe that they made it so that it's in pure energies are intended for the Earth, but that it has a gradual effect on humanity. But it will come a time when both those energies of where it has to be done in full effect, despite the changes of where humanity, you know, is at, so that Earth can complete her evolvement.
Mm-hmm.
And without the Earth, and especially, you figure this, Martin, how is it that the Earth can continue to heal if we have so much plundering on her land and soils and air?
Exactly, but that's because we are being helped by the Galactics.
Yeah, and it's like the neutralizations, right? They neutralize lots of things. And from what I'm sensing, this is they're just covering every aspect of the Earth. So if there's toxic waste in the water or there's radioactive waste in the water, they're going to neutralize it, bring it back to where it used to be. And it seems like they cover every corner of what we do here, and yet in fact eliminating those old patterns of the old Earth that are still locked up inside of us. And now look at this planet and the new dimension. She's going to exist completely different, beautiful, you know, exuberating energy.
Yeah.
And where this preparation that's coming in from the equinox is, to me, I feel it is huge. It is massive. It is finite, and something that when you know how the universe gives us gradual stages, this is kind of a big one.
Yeah,
this is
exactly.
Very big for us. Yeah. So. And thereafter, I kind of feel like something. I see something further in December, but like the they were showing me like the sun. Mm-hmm. But the sun's going to be a lot different color, reddish. There's a haze of reddish from what they're telling. This is more of the adjustments of, you know, our energies between October, November, but then come December, it will be a lot different then. And as we were saying, days, weeks seem like days, mm-hmm. months seem like weeks,
mm-hmm.
hours seem like minutes in such a sense. I mean, for me, and we get that feeling. We don't even feel like, what's an hour not feel like anymore? You ever feel like an hour doesn't feel like an hour?
Yeah, it goes very fast. And it's because of the acceleration process that we are in.
Yeah. And you know something else, Martin? You probably sense, how's the body feel? Does it feel a lot different? Does it feel a lot more enriched? Because I'll tell you, my pattern of breathing, as you know, we don't breathe the same amount of oxygen, and we're not racing. Let's say when I walk, or if I'm running, I don't feel the same heart acceleration as I used to. I feel it expanded. I don't have to take in that much oxygen, and I feel like the connection between the body cells is like, I feel it much more like serene, much more peaceful, more flowing, more harmonic.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same.
And it's big.
I have a song here ready called Praise, because I want to praise the Earth. I want to praise Mother Earth because she is so patient with us. And there's also a song on this album called Patience Nature from a very special guy from Germany. His name is Peter Mersener. And this is from the album Passage in Time from 1991. And it's really amazing, Jose. You're gonna like it.
I'm waiting to hear.
All right, here goes. Thank you. Yes, Footsteps in the Dark. That was Peter Mersiner with Patience Nature. Hey, Jose.
Yes.
You are still here. Look, we have still 5 minutes. There's a wonderful guy on the chat. His name is Pablo.
Okay.
He has Spanish origin, I think. Mm-hmm. And I have a song from Teze. It's a community in France, beautiful community. And the song is called El Ama Cuan del Amor Ni Cansa Ni Se Cansa. And it means... the soul who is filled of love will never grow tired. And I want to dedicate this especially to Pablo, if I may, for you. Because he's listening on to the radio and he's on the chat and he had some comments about the soul. And I want to contribute this especially to all listeners, especially to Pablo. Because it's quite special and it's only voices. It's very beautiful. Here it comes. No, that's not the one. This is the one. Soul who is filled full of love will never grow tired. And that was for Paolo and for all the other listeners. And especially for you, Jose.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the music. It was really good. One final thing, Martin, is that and I'm getting a message to let you know that energy will definitely turn things into different shapes as far as the land. The land will start to change to the new decree of line elevation, so geographic maps, plate lines are going to be reconfigured because of these energies. Yes, so we're talking an expansion of the earth. And they're saying that it's going to pompous the realities. You know, the pompousing is the formation of new lands. You know, when they say there's going to be land rising out of the oceans and, you know, making its way to, because if the energies are here, then the earth must expand.
Mm-hmm.
Water must be displaced somewhere to validate this. And so they're telling me this is what's truly going to happen.
That is so amazing. We have so much to look forward to all together. All the light workers, all the people that are waking up, all the investigative journalists, all the bloggers, all the people on Facebook, the listeners that are growing and waking up and adding information to this radio show. Gracias, amigos. Thank you very much. Love and light, and love is the most important thing. Amor is love. And in Hebrew, it's called Ahavada. And in Arabic, it's called Laila. So, my friend, thank you for listening. It's already 9 o'clock in the Netherlands. So, my friend, Dick Indigo Star will take over from here. I want to thank everybody for listening. And thank you, USA. We'll have another opportunity to do a longer show because there's so many things I want to share with you and with the listeners. And you have so much to tell. Thank you for being here, Jose, and we'll make a nice YouTube video from this interview.
Thank you so much, Martin. I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure, and you're a brother to the universe here.
You're my brother in the heart, and I feel very closely connected to you, and also to the listeners. And on Thursday, I will be again on the radio, on BBS Radio Station 1. Don't forget to listen at 10 o'clock Central European Time, which is 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Adios amigos, light and love to you all.